710 Main Theater announced its schedule for the 2015-2016 season, one that will have notable ties to Buffalo playwrights Laura Peterson and A.R. Gurney. Peterson's For Heaven's Sake opens the season in September, while two Gurney pieces, Sylvia and Love Letters, are among the five plays presented in the approaching year. The president of Shays Performing Arts Center, Anthony Conti, talked with us yesterday about the schedule and the amount of time he spends searching for productions for 710 Main.
Well, I'm in New York 8 to 10 times a year. I'm a Tony voter, which means I have to see everything on Broadway, or I can't vote. So I see everything on Broadway. I selectively see things that are off Broadway. I always kind of have my ear to the ground, and at this time of the year when it's Tony time, virtually every play that's been nominated for anything sends me their script.
Looking back now, it's been 2 years since you took the leap. I don't have to call it a leap of taking over 710 Main and
right.
And trying to make this work. Maybe looking back through the rearview mirror here just a little bit, what you expected when you started and what you've seen come of 710 in the first 2 years.
Well, I think we've been moving in the right direction. We put together a 5-year business plan for our board when the idea first came up, and we've been following that plan with pretty closely. And the results were actually about a year ahead of where we thought we would be at this point in time.
Back to that business plan and trying to attract more subscribers and more customers to 710. A word perhaps to those who are looking at it from a distance and are curious about it. They know everything about Shays, but they don't know that much about 710.
I think from the response we've seen to shows like Lombardi, which was a show that I saw in New York and I really liked, and Musical Fair produced, not a musical, by the way, and did an outstanding job with it. And I think if it weren't for 7 feet of snow just south of the city that second weekend of the show, we probably would have broken all of our records with that show based on the pre-sales and the interest in the show, and people loved it. And then we turned around and followed that with a show that was brand new, had never been done before anywhere in the world, The Mystery of the Silver Chalice. And I have to say, this past week that I spent in New York, I had producers and booking agents all over me asking me. I mean, I was down there for the Broadway League conference, which is our musical, the business we do at Shays, yet I had all these booking agents and producers coming at me wanting to know about the Silver Chalice, and I was shocked. I didn't even know they knew it existed, and they're all over me wanting to know, do you need representation, and how about nationally, and how what's going to happen next, and all this, and we know you had an involvement in it. And I said, well, it was a collaboration. It wasn't produced by us. We don't produce theater. We present theater, but it was a collaboration between us and the Buffalo Laboratory Theater, and it obviously has a lot of attention of a lot of people in the theater business. So it's been exciting and interesting to me to see that kind of thing happen as a result of really the world premiere of the Mystery of the Silver Chalice on our stage at 710. So I think it's exciting, and I think people are starting to understand what it is we're trying to do. We hope this, the coming season, with For Heaven's Sake, the Laura Peterson piece, as well as Sylvia and Wiesenthal. That's an amazing show. I saw it down in New York off Broadway and thought this would really be a great show for the market. It's very different, very unique. And then, of course, we come back with, after a very serious show like that, we come back with Avenue Q. So we figure people need a little rest. So we'll give them a break. And then we've got two stars coming into the building to do Love Letters, with Ryan O'Neill and Ellie McGraw.
Tony Conti, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Certainly. Thank you.